Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of The Read, and it's being brought to you by Bevel. The Bevel Shaving System is dermatologist approved and proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps. It's absolutely amazing. It's black owned. It's fanciful. It looks like it would be in a movie starring Tom Cruise or something, you know, like an action star. So it's Christmas time. Don't get got. Keep your skin looking smooth and sexy and probably brown. And enjoy the first month of your Bevel subscription for free by going to getbevel.com/read. It's all on us. That's getbevel.com/read. Start shaving smarter today, and let's start the show now.
You don't have to sing. I think you can just do whatever you want to do.
I mean, I was trying to think of like a TV or a movie quote. You know, I'm only human, so I just don't have one for every week.
Do you want me to sing? I can sing.
No, that's fine. We can, I know I have a good one. Grab them and hug them and tell them that you love them. I didn't, whatever. That's just going to be the one for this week.
Have we started the show?
Yeah. Yep. It's the beginning. It's just the read.
Okay. Well, all right. Amen. Not going to cut any of that out.
Yep. None at all. I have a man that loves me, but I won't let him. I won't let him.
I don't know this for the record. I can't even guess.
You.
Oh, never mind.
That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
It's amazing.
Trash.
That whole scene is just
such a bad film.
The kids are twerking on each other like, aren't y'all cousins?
My God. So bad.
Jeez. Oh, Thai pie.
So, welcome to The Read, guys. I am Tallulah Bankhead.
And I am Bazama St. John.
And this is That Show. So, hey, another week. Loads to discuss. But let's start with Black Excellence that I'm ill-equipped for as well this week.
Okay.
But you know what? First of all, Beyonce's leading the Grammy nominations with, you know, the album of the year, basically.
She is.
Lemonade, So Get Your Life. Also, I read that Oprah will be doing Michelle Obama's final White House interview.
I think so. Yep. Saw that clip.
I'm prepared to cry. I am prepared to cry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to make it through Oprah and Michelle.
Especially knowing who's coming up next. It's going to be bad. But that's going to be an emotional television event.
I'm trying to just get my energy together right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fresh off the heels of Queen Sugar as well.
Yes.
Which is just...
And speaking of Oprah, there's a podcast out now called Making Oprah that is so fucking good. It goes through like her career and they have interviews with her and a bunch of her producers. And it is like an amazing podcast. So if you're not already up on it, and you love Oprah like everybody else does, you have to hear it. So good. It's so good.
Well, folks, that was so happy.
What is the... Right, I'm like, what is the black... Did you do your Black Excellence?
Yeah.
That was it?
That was it for this week.
Okay. You came up in here like, I don't give a fuck about doing no show.
Look, I have a cold.
Not matter.
So,
I've had a migraine all day. Well, a hangover, but I've had it all day.
But you know something? Black Excellence this week goes out to all of my beautiful black girls out there with platforms.
Oh, Lord. Why are you like this?
And achieving. I see you, girls.
Oh, man. And Fran just texted me. What a coincidence.
Both of the Frans, Jamila, Kristen Pope. I could keep going. Kristen Pope came to the Read Boston.
Yeah.
Do your Googles.
Yeah.
Either way.
Okay.
I just see so many of y'all and have seen many of y'all. putting in actual work. We'll get there.
Right.
So this week in Shade and Full, chock full of bullshit. Where do I start? Okay, so first of all, I was struggling because I forgot what the fuck we talked about the read Boston, which was actually going to be the episode this week. But due to technical difficulties, here we are. So maybe one or two of these we talked about already. Actually, I've slightly mentioned at the show that Phaedra Parks was caught lying.
Yes, you did.
Because Apollo, some reports came out that he had filed for divorce after Phaedra said that she was already divorced. And, you know, now he's trying to get engaged to this new light-skinned girl who's allegedly also a scammer. I think she likes him.
Probably.
I could be making that up. I don't know. Whatever.
He's in Jersey, right?
I don't care. Turns out, Apollo's actually still pulling stunts because they actually have been divorced since July. Ooh. There were some documents that Apollo received in March, and he didn't want to sign them. And then I guess they said the divorce was granted without his signature in July. Phaedra's got full custody of the kids. He's got visitation.
How? How, nigga? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? You gonna make her bring them kids? You gonna force her to answer your Skype calls?
Like, I mean, I'm guessing, assuming whenever he fucking gets out,
then he'll have,
you can come over,
the right to see your 10-year-old and 12-year-old. These kids who are like, who are you? I feel like I've seen pictures of you. Ooh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Don't tell me.
My mama did a show one time. I remember.
Oh Lord!
It's an A name. I don't know you, bro. Anyway, that was cruel.
I mean, but also probably accurate because.
Well, okay, Phaedra, you and your upper lip win this time.
She's tired of y'all. Call her a liar all the time. She's
not, you may not be a liar this time, but Kenny Moore is a liar. Kenny Moore was on the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta saying that her employee, Matt Jordan,
ran a boyfriend,
basically threw a huge fit and was knocking things over and pushing, you know, IKEA tables down the stairs and just bussing up Moore Manor to high hell. Because she posted a photo on Instagram of her and Jay-Z from the Money Anything video. And he was enraged.
What?
At the fact that she would post a picture of her and Beyonce's husband from back when Thelma Met Louise. Boom. And he was just pissed. And he also was so angry that he did not come to his ATV birthday party that she planned for him. And she was so embarrassed because she was just there with everybody else and their boyfriends and her by her lonesome. At his birthday party. Okay. Having to ride in a go-kart with RL, who was engaged to somebody else. Who still looks great, by the way.
Yeah, I think I saw a picture of him not long ago, but all right, girl.
So my girl Matt got on the internet to set the record straight and said, first of all, he posted a collage of Kenya's numerous 3-second television and movie cameos.
Yeah.
With the likes of Boris Kojo. She was on Fresh Prince, apparently. Mm-hmm. What is this? What was the LL Cool J show called?
In the house.
Of course, Martin.
Of course, she was on Living Single. It can feel dragged the shit out of her. It's still just a great moment in TV history.
So he posted a caption under this collage. It's very long and lots of grammatical, you know, issues here. So I'm just going to try and summarize it. Basically, starts by saying, please stop lying. The whole abusive boyfriend thing, I let it play out even though I was totally against the whole idea in the first place. I never once mentioned any of this in the photo. When you tried to show it to me, I didn't even know it was you. So I think he's talking about the picture that she was talking about. He's horribly offended, blah, blah, blah. Don't assassinate his character. Now, this is where the shit gets good.
His contract must be up.
He said that she messaged his publicist.
Okay. I'm not finna do that.
She messaged his publicist to take down a video that he posted of himself and Marlo because the fans kept saying that he looked better with her. Cursed the production teams out, tried to block him from going to one of Porsche's fitness events.
That boy's funny looking.
He does like have
he
like
is
a
just funny looking.
It's almost it's like a beak and a snout.
Yeah.
It's like
together.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And then the eyes.
That's like what gets it. The kind of beady-ish.
Evil or like
it's not right.
I don't trust it.
He looked like something soft when you drop it on the floor and it kind of smushy in a little bit on one side, but not all the way. Like his face is just like, I feel like it's not all fluffed out. Like something, something is wrong.
It's villainous.
Right.
It's villainous.
Like his face creates these natural shadows that you only see in Disney movies and stuff where you're just like, that don't look like no wholesome nigga. But
I believe him.
Right. That's the thing.
I mean, what it boils down to.
Shit on him all we want to, but you put him up next to Kenya Moore and I'm going to be like, let the man tell the truth.
Shut your mouth and let him speak.
Because Kenya, girl.
He said that she purposely had the birthday party the day before she booked a flight for him to come back to Atlanta.
Of course
she
did.
So she booked this flight for him to come to Atlanta
of course
and see her and then intentionally had the party the day before to make it seem like he didn't come.
I'm trying to understand how you have a publicist but can't afford your own plane tickets to and from wherever.
It's just questions that need
that
answers.
Don't add up. But of course, Kenya deliberately scheduled your party for when you weren't going to be in Atlanta because this is a storyline and not a birthday party. That's most definitely going to be on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
He said, sweetie, you are 45 years old and single.
Yes!
All respect.
45?
If you want the attention of any of those brothers in these photos, then contact their publicist. All respect intended. I wish one of them would have married you. So it wouldn't be another heartbroken sister out here.
Damn, she is 45. Ooh. I know that really bothers her. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I couldn't believe
it. Really hope you get what you desire. It was Ether-esque. You know, if like some of the spelling grammar was a bit better, it could have, you know, like really been lethal. But I mean, he hit it, you know, the points where they needed to be hit, and also expose the lies that we knew that she was telling this whole time. Like, we know that she, you know, has casting calls for boyfriends. It is what it is. And, you know, I just don't understand why she always then makes them like a villain or like makes them a bad guy instead of trying to stay on their bad side and giving them like, I mean, trying to stay on their good side and giving them like a little severance package.
Yeah.
Because then why wouldn't the girls just be like, first of all, you owe me money. And secondly, this has all been some bullshit. I heard about this shit on Craigslist. I didn't know it was going to be Kenny Moore, but I said, why not? I don't have nothing else to do. But you're not going to keep calling me out of my motherfucking name. Like, this is like the third time this shit done happened to her.
I can't believe Kenya don't have these hoes sign an NDA now. Like, what are you doing over there? You want these niggas to go on Instagram and Twitter and talk about you?
I will. House, home, meals.
Say it.
Everything
Say
will be
it.
Mine if
Say
you
it.
Don't shut your motherfucking
That's
ass.
That's right. You're going to sign on the dotted line, and it means that you're going to shut the fuck up about everything that has to do with me from now in perpetuity. Period. Like, why aren't you doing that, can you? Because she don't actually care about having a man. She care about being messy enough to stay on TV. Kenya is not really trying to get married.
No, I think that Kenya would get... I think Kenya's not... I don't think Kenya gives a fuck about being married as much as she gives a fuck about being seen as a married woman, if that makes sense. Like, I don't think that she really cares about having a husband as much as she cares about it, how it looks to not have a husband.
More like a status thing. Like, you know, like you're supposed to get married, so I just need to get married.
Because even...
That's what Phaedra did.
Phaedra wanted a baby. Phaedra already had a baby in her.
She didn't want to have that baby out of wedlock.
Exactly.
And was like, well, since I'm already having a baby,
My mama
might as well
has been preaching my whole life, and I'm not about to be on TV being a baby mama.
Right.
So get the ring before I get the shotgun. Like, it was
it was still dumb because Phaedra was like every bit of 38 trying to hide a pregnancy. Like, bitch, like, be for real.
If you carry the two, then I don't think that the month. Okay, well, the square root of 12 is Phaedra. Phaedra.
Right.
Phaedra, you got pregnant before. It's fine.
And it's fine. Your parents aren't together anymore. Something happened. Either they weren't married when they had you or they got divorced. Both are sins. So whatever it is, where is the shame? Where is the shame? You are a whole ass adult. I could get pregnant right now and I promise you I'll go home and be like, well, mama girl, I don't, the child you have so fervently prayed for is on the way. Like, it's just, I'm not finna try to run and go marry some nigga real quick so that it looks right to everybody else. Fuck everybody else.
Who gives a shit?
Right. This is my life.
Well, girls, let that be a lesson to you. You know, just be real out here. You don't need to have no motherfucking man for no TV. And at least if you're going to hire one, get them to sign the documentation.
That's it.
And
just find get them to sign something other than that VH1 contract. Because now look at you. This is just dumb.
So the Grammy nominations came forward. As I've mentioned before, Beyonce is at the lead because Beyonce.
Yeah.
Someone posted a caption or a photo on Instagram of Rihanna's titties spelling out the word shook. And the caption says, congrats and all to Rihanna and all for her. Congrats and all to Rihanna and all for her 8 Grammy nods. But to be honest, fuck them because they snubbed her for Song of the Year and Album of the Year. Like, how? I think they didn't want her tied or passing someone else off. Cough, cough, and then they put a lemonade emoji or a lemon emoji.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what they're alluding to is the fact that the Grammys have it out for Rihanna and that, you know, they purposely kept her from having certain awards because, you know, Beyonce should be the one who leads.
I don't think the Grammys are that invested in making sure Beyonce wins. She didn't last year. She didn't for self-titled. So I don't get that.
And I demanded it.
I'm also wondering which Rihanna song was supposed to be nominated for Song of the Year. I mean, I could see the argument for Album of the Year because Anti is better than Views and Purpose. So it definitely deserved a spot.
We can rewind just a taste.
We can do it.
And just sit in that.
Yeah.
These Views nominations.
But you know, white people love Drake. I mean, and black people do too. But I think black people were far more critical of his album as a rap album than white people were. White people just want to like Drake. They do.
I'm critical of his album as an album. Like, I just don't like it, frankly. And I love Drake. But at a certain point, it's like, okay, is this about the music? Is this about, like, the album, like, a package? Is it about the category itself? Or is it about, like, oh my God, Drake? Because
Right. Is
it just a whole bunch of motherfuckers in this group or this academy or whatever that are just, like, bubbling some shit in and then they go and get another drink from the open bar?
Yeah.
Like,
the name they recognize, the music they recognize or whatever. Like, I think it's probably a more fair process than what the Oscars go through. But still, this is not, you can't in 2016 still really be invested in shit like Grammys and that, like, as if it makes your artist valid. Because that's just not it. Awards really do not make or break your artists. It's just nice to get them or to see that person being honored. But, like, if Beyonce don't win Album of the Year, I will just tuck that in and move on with my life. I'll be just fine.
I'd be like, so y'all still hating? Cool. All right. Like, that's just how I would take
it. Right. I mean, especially up against the rest of those nominees, I don't see how Lemonade could lose. But I didn't see how it could lose. I didn't see how Self-Title could lose, and it still did. So
it is what it is.
Right, exactly. Point.
Rihanna had liked the picture.
Oh, that's the problem.
You know what I'm saying? That was the story. She hit like on the picture.
Oh, fuck.
And so it was on The Art of Shade and all of these fucking Instagram blogs, which I'm starting to feel. I have interesting feelings about the Instagram blog.
I don't really get how it works. Do people really click on that link in your bio every time?
No.
Right. So,
like, I think that most people just go for the news on the Instagram page.
But how do you monetize that? How do you monetize
sponsors and, like, you know?
Well,
like,
yeah, I get regular Instagram sponsorships. I don't see how you could sponsor a news blog though without it being way more obvious?
I don't know, really. But I just know that there are certain people who know how to do it and clearly know how to do and have the tools.
Yeah, because the Shade Room, I don't know that young lady's
the
name.
Shade
but
Room and Baller
I keep
Alert.
Hearing she's so rich. So.
She's got to be. Are you fucking kidding me? She's got to be wealthy.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking her fucking hustle at all. I'm just thinking, like, everybody's got one
now. I applaud that black woman who built her own platform.
Oh, my gosh. A platform? A black woman's platform?
Charmaine's dumbass.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Fascinating.
Ugh. Anyway.
So she liked the
picture.
So
Rihanna liked it.
And then after it made its rounds all over Instagram and shit, she went back and left a comment and said, I never actually read your caption. I thought the picture was funny and moved right along. And if you see the picture, it's actually hilarious. Like, her titties spell shook.
Oh, from that carnival costume.
Yes.
They do. Oh, okay. So that's a cute. Oh, so she just was
so
like,
she's just on
like
her phone, maybe on the way to the studio or something. Smoking and she's weed. Just like,
oh, my titties
scrolling.
Look amazing right there.
Right.
Double click.
She said, till I seen it pop up over and over. This is my favorite part of the caption. I'm petty as fuck. Yes. But
step in it, sis.
This is just unnecessary.
I love it.
I love that part so much. Yes.
Yes.
I am petty.
She said, don't.
And I love it.
Rihanna said, I understand why y'all thought that I did this on purpose. I do.
I do go
see
there.
See how it happened.
I
but
get
not
it.
This time. No, this everybody simmer down.
She said, I wish y'all would drop this topic and see things from the bigger picture. We don't need to be pitting black women against each other. We deserve to be celebrated. And the Grammy Academy agrees. So, great job cleaning that up, Rihanna.
Excellent. Because at first I thought she liked it, and then that person went back and edited the caption to make it look way worse.
No.
Because I know y'all do that sometimes.
And that, shit, that's but possible too.
She just straight up said, listen, I wasn't reading all them words. A bitch right. was high, it was early. I got 8 nominations. I was excited. I just.
And honestly,
happened.
Rihanna, if Rihanna does not win Record of the Year, I can't take the Grammy seriously. Like, she has to get work for, like, work has to win Record of the
Let
Year.
Let me see who else is in that category.
I know Formation is there. I think Hello is there.
Mm.
And then the other two, I don't care about. I don't even remember. Maybe Ariana Grande. I don't know.
Oh,
Shawn
hell.
Mendes.
Well, that I definitely it's always, don't care about.
The Chainsmokers. I don't. It's always somebody else I don't really fucking know or care about. But I know that she needs. Work has to win Record of the Year. That song is still so good. And even all you hating ass bitches are trying to be funny and talking about, oh, she doesn't say anything. It's just, and you want to do all that fuck shit. It's still sickening, bitch. And you wish.
I won't be surprised if white people give it to Hello, though, because they were very excited when Hello came out. Even if they weren't as excited for 25, I think just the impact of that single, I think white people are going to flock to that.
I'm letting you know right now, anybody can win this award. Rihanna should win this award. And if she does not, that's some bullshit to me.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I'm sure Adele will get her little things as well, too. But Hello
and
versus
I feel like
work,
she cares the
child,
least.
The boo. Because Hello, yes, had impact and whatever now, but are we still giving that song life? No. Are we still giving Work It Spins? Yes. So, I mean, my opinion, you know, I love me some Adele.
Totally see your argument. I'm just saying, I'm looking at this.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying.
Because the second highest selling album next to 21 was 25. Like, white people love, I mean, everybody. This is just that Adele reign. It's real. But
yeah, no,
Rihanna
I can absolutely
does,
see
I mean,
people just being like, oh, hello. Okay.
She deserved them 8 nominations, even though I didn't like Anti overall. I felt like there were several really good songs on it and that it was I don't want to say cohesive body of work because that was not it. It was kind of all over the place. But it was Rihanna being daring or a little bit more daring than what we've seen from her before. And just a really solid effort overall. I thought it was good. So
I love Anti. It's my favorite.
I'm excited to see Rihanna be celebrated. I don't think she's going to get shut out. I think she's going to pick up 2 or 3 really good ones and have a good night.
Including Record of the Year, hopefully, because
I
hope
you know, why
have.
Not? The it's only just one I really want to win is Formation, but that's just because the Formation video fucked my whole life up. So,
but Formation is still nominated for Song of the Year and Work is not.
That's true.
So as far as that whole thing goes.
But that's because I'm pretty sure Record of the Year is for the song. It's the like the performance of the song, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and
I think
song
is like
for the
composition and that whole type of thing.
So that, yeah, I see it.
So,
well, all right. You know who is leading the pack with 9 nominations.
We're done.
And so, all right.
Soulja Boy is having a breakdown. Now, listen, I feel like the reason that, you know, Soulja Boy is having his own little moment and he's slowly unraveling and we aren't giving him the Kanye treatment because don't nobody give a fuck about Soulja Boy. But somebody really needs to hit him with the 40-40 club thing as well and just take him in and evaluate him. Okay. Because, you know, now he's apparently mad at Quavo from Migos for no reason. I'm assuming that, you know, the Dab of Ranch smash record, it shook Soulja Boy's foundation.
Soulja Bay.
Not in this lifetime.
That would be hilarious.
I just don't know. I mean, when you're able to just come out of nowhere and just say, with a Dab of Ranch, with a dab, and all of a sudden it's a hit record, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. Soulja Boy has, he said something about, like, random people. He's just, every week it seems that he's getting into it with somebody for no reason. You have no music out. You have no reason that anybody would at all give a fuck about anything that you're saying. And you're pulling all of these ghetto ass stunts, yet you said that you left Love and Hip Hop because it was too ghetto and it was for your brand, when we all knew that you just got fired.
Right. So what is it with him and Quavo? Why would you come for Quavo?
I still have no idea.
Dude, so he just got on Instagram hollering and that was it.
Like he did some video holding a gun and saying,
nigga,
you know, like he played some diss record saying, I introduced you to this person and that person, you must have forgot. And so was Quavo supposed to treat you to like a Chick-fil-A dinner or like, does he owe you?
Right, did he not do well enough after the date was over? Like what was the problem here? I don't get it.
I'm so confused. Does
Soulja Boy get a Grammy nomination for Hold Up since Hold Up was nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance? Like, if that song wins, does he get a Grammy nomination? Or does he get a Grammy for that?
I doubt it.
I feel like I want to double check. Maybe the Grammy nominations came out and somebody called him like, you know, if Hold Up wins, you're going to get a Grammy because she sampled your shit. Like, and so maybe he's just like, y'all can't tell me nothing. Me and Beyonce are going to the Grammys together.
I mean, does Carrie Hilson get one?
I feel like Carrie Hilson has one. Certainly she does. She's,
I mean,
written
I'm
a
talking
lot
about
shit.
Just Carrie Hilson did that same shit.
Well, that's totally different though, because Carrie Hilson didn't write that.
I don't give a shit.
I know your face. You are
so
awful. Soulja
Boy gets nothing. How you beefing with Even Stevens? Like, did you know that he and Shia LaBeouf were going at it?
Whoa, I definitely thought you was about to say that he was beefing with the sister off of Even Stevens, and I was gonna be like, are you fucking kidding?
Why the sister?
I don't know. I do not know.
You remember what her name was on the show? Was it Ren?
Yes. It was Ren.
It was Ren and Lewis.
You can't come for Quavo. The niggas love Quavo.
Are you kidding me?
Niggas
Quavo's
love
my everything.
What is you doing right?
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, stupid?
That's a great way to get canceled.
Ain't nobody cranked shit in fucking years. And bitch, if you would have invested your money and stopped being a whole entire new nigga, then you wouldn't be out here lying about Airbnb houses that ain't yours. We don't care. Get the proper care that you need. Talk to whoever. Mm-hmm. You definitely can't get the Oprah Mermaid therapy, but you certainly can, I don't know. No, maybe have like a meaningful conversation with somebody on the MARTA. I don't know.
That'd be about it. I just don't give a shit about Soulja Boy. He's like Tommy Lauren. I try to ignore everything he does on the internet because it never adds any value to my life. So,
how does Shia LaBeouf eat? Like, Shia LaBeouf released some weird ass Marshall Mathers ass freestyle diss.
Okay.
To Soulja Boy and I think Lil Yachty.
To hear this.
And it was actually not bad.
Shia LaBeouf can rap?
I don't know if I'm going to go as far as saying he can rap.
Okay.
All I will say is that it was not awful. Like, it was actually, like, kind of like that weird white rap boy kind of thing where it's like, oh, this isn't kind of, it's not bad, but I'm also kind of scared of you.
Okay.
Like, he frightens me.
Damn, 5 fingers of death.
See?
Wow.
I find him to be terrifying.
Oh, he looks scary. Oh, he's thinned out. He's not the little chunky boy from TV no more.
Oh, my good.
Sorry.
Like, we don't need.
I was watching the video.
Oh, wait. Does this mean that you're, computer's not on mute?
No, it means I took it off mute so I could hear it.
So that you could...
Yes, so that I could hear the video that I was playing.
Is that what that was?
No, this is not some accident where my phone just rings out of nowhere because I don't have my shit on.
Why did you stop it then?
This is you.
Okay.
Because you looked at me like I should cut it off. You are such a dick.
Anyway, so Soulja Boy sucks. Quavo is awesome. And if anybody knows an area in New York... Jersey, where I can get a wrap snack. Just let me know. I'm willing to, you know, if I can get on Amazon.
I'm willing to prime it. I'm willing to same day.
I really, really need them. Especially after I saw that clip of that young man who was eating it live on camera. Did you see the black guy?
Eating them where?
Some guy gave this young black man a bag of these Migos chips and told him to just eat them and say how he felt. And it was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I have to find
it. I can't
that
even
clip.
Actually reenact for you.
Yeah,
you
no, don't summarize. Yeah, I'll just watch it. I'll just Google it. I'll Google it when I get home.
21 Savage and Tyga are beefing over a Jenner.
Oh, God.
21 Savage has a great album with Metro Boomin. I believe Drake said that he has the juice and also purchased him a Ferrari. 21 Savage at some point said that he would love to fuck the shit out of Kylie Jenner.
Because why not?
He told TMZ that he would tear that ass up. Tyga posted a photo of himself in a car with Kylie. Emphasis on a car. He was behind the wheel, but we don't know who that car belongs to.
Right.
He posted this picture, and the caption of the photo said, "It's crazy you selling all these records, but you still want my life." Something like that. Okay. Something to that effect. Okay. You still want to be me or whatever.
Okay.
So then 21 Savage posts a photo of Kylie Jenner on his Instagram with a caption that says, "Shout out to all my boss bitches, wife and niggas," which just is, you know, incredibly accurate, seething and witty. The interesting thing about that is that Meek Mill liked the photograph and Nicki Minaj left a comment that said bars with a fire emoji. Fresh out of nowhere, just being aggravating. Like, just for no reason.
I'm still trying to figure out why Meek Mill would like that. Like, how does that bar not haunt you?
The Nicki thing was clearly sarcasm. So it was like, I kind of got that or whatever, even though it wasn't necessary. But that made more sense to me than liking it. Like, what was...
Right. Like, especially Meek Mill liking it. Like, the line was about you. Like, they all laughed.
Like, sometimes if I see something that is shade to me... I like it just to be petty because I don't ever care.
Right.
But it was like indirect shade to you. Like it was shade to you, but not.
But not really, right. I mean, it's shade to you because the line is about you, but it wasn't used in the context that had anything to do with you.
I figure he felt away because 21 Savage is on Dream Chasers 4, which is better than Views if we're being honest, but he's on a song called Offended with Young Thug, which I find to be amazing.
Oh,
so
God.
Maybe he was like, oh, so this nigga did a song with me. Now he didn't write these lines. I thought that's what it was
all
about.
All these grown men and their feelings. That's all this is.
Just niggin'.
Everybody just emotional and spilling these feelings out. Just that's all it really is.
Full grown niggin'.
Rich niggas gon' nig.
My God.
Why not?
I just don't get it.
They gotta.
Anyway, then... Tyga recorded, I guess, a diss that Kylie Jenner... First of all, why would you let her be the one to post it? She posts like a Snapchat playing this diss record of Tyga on the No Heartbeat, which is a 21 Savage song. And all I can remember is he says something like, well, how you got one car in a four-car garage, sucking dick for a Ferrari, don't forget to lick the balls. And my initial reaction to that was, if sucking dick gets you to keep a Ferrari,
man,
then you need to be deep throwing.
And if Drake's dick is the one you got to suck to get one, just let me know when we're going to start stretching.
I told you in Boston, I don't need the car. He can keep it. You know what I say? Like,
tell you something.
I've got my own driver named Uber. You don't need to buy me nothing. I'll do it for free.
I'm just saying, Drake come up to the vast majority of y'all talk about, I got a Ferrari for you if you can take this thing.
If you blow me, right.
Bitches would be like, let me just work up a little bit of...
Is there anything else?
Spittle.
You want me to get you a drink while I do it? Or like,
is there a preferred method of juggling your balls?
Can I roll you a joint first? Or what? How do I make you most comfortable?
Right, what can I do?
What?
Which position is best for you? I would be trying to cater to this nigga. Like, I'll ask follow-up questions.
At the end of the day, he still gets a Ferrari that he can keep in his garage. Exactly. His garage, it can stay there. And he's got an album out. And people are paying attention to his music and playing it.
That sucks for you, bro.
So, other than the girlfriend that you've got that he said that he would fuck. And truthfully, I don't think that it was ever even that deep of, I'm coming for your life, Tyga. I want to be you. What rapper wants to be Tyga?
Nobody's aspiring to Tyga's level of anything. So
he acknowledged that your girlfriend is sexy to him. And he did the nigga thing, which is to say, I would fuck her. Because...
Well, I mean, but
that's what niggas do.
Given who she is, I can't even believe y'all paid attention to that. How many people every day must say that they want to fuck that little girl?
Thank you.
Like, okay, you want to fuck her? Who don't? All you niggas want to fuck her. Y'all niggas love white women, and don't let her be even a little bit pretty or have a fake ass or fake lips or anything else. Y'all love white hoes.
I mean, I understand it being your girlfriend, your partner, and so you feel disrespected in
a
sense.
You don't give a fuck about her.
But at the same time, mama is footing each of the bills, the brims, the bangles, the beads. She's everything is coming out of her pocket.
Right.
So let it go, honey. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, all the lip smackers are hers. I just wouldn't even... Like, this nigga may only have one car, but it's one car that is his. Like, it's his car, though.
He gets to keep it.
And he has a four-car garage, but, like, that house is his. Like, that's his house.
He pays for it.
And he... See, that's the thing. Like, anybody can get a house, but then making the payments on it is where you
keeping
fuck up.
Keeping it. That can't always
So if all I have is one car in my garage, well, guess what, bitch? I only have one body. I can't drive more than one of
the drive two cars simultaneously. Like,
so I guess I'll just be a broke bitch with a four-car garage.
Let me have three cars like you that they gonna take from me. Like,
what's the point of having a bunch of cars that you can't pay for and eventually get repossessed anyway?
Anyway, I don't see that going anywhere further
than
that.
Just shut
21
up.
Savage even came forward later and was like, this whole thing is stupid. It was supposed to be, like, I was joking. Like, it wasn't even serious, but whatever.
Joking.
Nicki Minaj came under fire after she posted a photograph. I suppose she was in Miami for Art Basel, which is officially nigga weekend now. Like, Miami...
Might as well be All-Star.
I mean, it has been for quite some time. I remember Art Basel being super ghetto when I lived there, but... It's supposed to be about art, you know.
Right.
And, you know, artists. Mm-mm. And that sort of thing. Which still, they have plenty of that going on. But they also have, you know, plenty of Molly, cocaine, tequila, break babies, complimentary bottles. And,
all of those things.
You know, rap guest appearances in clubs, mm-hmm, that are going to charge you $150 to get in. So, Nicki Minaj was one of the folks who was there. She posted a photo somewhere on South Beach. It looked like it may have been Washington Ave, of a lady who I guess was cursing at her for some reason or the next. And she put it on her Instagram, just kind of laughing at her and saying, like, come here, what did I do to you? And, you know, making it a big, like, joke or whatever.
Okay.
Lots of people are saying, you know, that lady is known around Miami Beach. Like, you know, she's usually out there and that's how she is. Like, she has, like, a mental illness.
Oh, okay.
And so...
Oh, Lord.
People were pissed at her for basically putting this lady on blast to what... She has, like, almost 70 million followers on Instagram. And, like, making a joke or a mockery out of, you know, a mentally ill person. And... You know,
are you all right, friend?
I just feel like, on one end, I don't think that it's like, I don't think
look
that she should, she doesn't need to lose endorsements. So, you know, like, I'm not gonna like start a witch hunt against Nicki Minaj for it.
Maybe I should go watch this video.
But I mean, it's not anything to watch, and it actually is fucked up, you know, because it's a lady who's clearly not just drunk. You know what I'm saying? Because people are trying to say, how you know that she's mentally, how you know she wasn't just drunk? Because I'm an adult. Like, right. And as a New Yorker herself, I don't even know why she would go out of her way to even, like, I would assume she would be used to that type of shit. You gotta see that shit since, like, a child. Since you came to New York City, you probably seen that type of shit. So I don't really know what about that was so foreign or funny to her that she felt like it needed to be recorded and put on Instagram.
Yeah, this lady looks like she has something else going on. Like, this is not no happy drunk, I'm just turning up for the fun of it type situation. Okay.
And I mean, it's South Beach. If you've ever been to South Beach, especially at night, that's what it gives, girl. Yes, like, downtown Miami, Overtown, it's all that. And it's in the exact same, it's in that whole little area. And Nicki Minaj has been to Miami Beach enough times to know that as well. So I don't know what it was. I don't think that she meant any harm by it. However, I do think that it was fucked up and it was insensitive. And for me, it's one of those situations that you could be receptive to and realize why, you know, it kind of is bothersome to people or where people are coming from by it rather than just being, oh, it's not a big deal. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, that could be somebody's mama, sister, that's somebody's daughter, you know.
Probably
what I'm saying?
Right.
And many of the motherfuckers who are in her captions laughing or not laughing might have somebody in their own family who is somewhere in somebody's streets doing the exact same thing. If that was your family or your relative, you wouldn't want them to be out on the Instagram for millions and millions of people to be laughing at and making jokes of. So it's just stuff like that. It's not like, oh, let's go punch Nicki Minaj in the face. But it's like, that was insensitive and unnecessary. Like, I don't even see why it needed to be done in the first place.
It's the kind of thing that, like, regular, everyday people could post and nobody would care about, or they would be like, wow, that's crazy. This is this. But when you have that big of a platform, or you're that fucking when you're that fucking famous, everything you do is scrutinized at a level where everybody else's shit is not. And so, yeah, it is insensitive, like she shouldn't have or whatever, but I also don't see it as some big deal where Nicki Minaj needs to be canceled. Like,
but I don't like it when anybody does it. Like, I've never liked it. I've never thought it was funny to go and film the crackhead in the hood and just be like, oh, you know, I'll give you a dollar if you dance or do something. Like, I've never thought that was funny ever at all. I've never thought it was like cool or interesting, or not to say that, you know, like if you do this, you're going to hell. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think, I can't say that there's never been someone out on the street who may have had a mental illness or may have been an addict that did something that made me laugh or said something that made me
laugh. And then you feel bad when that happens because it's like, I should not be laughing at this, but that was genuinely funny.
It was genuinely, it made me funny.
Right.
But I wouldn't put it on the internet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I wasn't even really talking about mentally ill people. I'm thinking more of like, I love to tape random people doing stuff in public.
I get it.
And I'll be wanting to upload it. But then niggas be in their feelings when you, and I get that because it's like, oh, you didn't get permission or whatever. But sometimes niggas be doing pull-ups on the train. And why can't I video that?
But see, that's different. That's different. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not like, you know, exploiting somebody who probably don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
And so I don't feel like she did anything with like ill intentions, but I definitely think that Nicki Minaj is an insensitive bitch. And enough so to be like, I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about, and I'm not deleting this goddamn video. So suck my clit Sunday to Sunday.
And you know,
and, well,
I appreciate people who say, I see what you're saying. I understand why y'all mad, but I like this a lot and I'm not going to take it down.
Thank you.
Like, just
that's
say
cool
that.
That's cool too.
Yeah, just say that. Like, that's fine that y'all feel that way. I don't agree, so I'm not going to change. Like, okay, so be that then.
I just don't want to hear you say nothing else about any social issues. I don't want you to hear, I don't want to hear you say nothing about black women this. I don't want to hear you say nothing about anything, because it's all that stuff always comes out of Nicki Minaj's mouth when it benefits her.
Yeah.
And every time, it's like when it comes to other social issues that she ain't got nothing to do with or whatever, then it's like, not only is it, I don't give a fuck about that, but when it's like, hey, y'all, like, Nicki, that's kind of hurtful, or, hey, you know, it would be nice if you, it's, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Like, be like,
not directly, but she'll go and retweet and like all of the fucking her fans and shit that are saying like, shut the fuck up, ho. She can do whatever the fuck she wants to. She's Nicki Minaj. She's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Suck a dick. Like,
that's true. That happens.
Okay, girl. Well, you can absolutely do what you want to, you know, queen of things
over there.
But I don't want to hear you say nothing else. You ain't a social justice warrior. That's it. That's all I got for this week. So,
amen. Let's take a break.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. This week's episode of The Read is being brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post all your jobs to the best and top job sites. And now you can do that with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter already has 9 million resumes that you can search through in their database right now. So you can get started immediately. And you can add multiple people to your account to make it the most efficient for your team to find the best hire.
That's Crystal. Right. That's right. ZipRecruiter makes it super easy to find the best candidates in any city or industry nationwide. You just post once and watch the candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's super easy to use interface. There's no juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. And of course, if you have any issues, ZipRecruiter's friendly and human support staff is ready to help you. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. You can post your jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TheRead. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TheREAD. Go on and post your jobs. Hire some good people. And let's move on.
Okay, we are back, and it's time for listener letters.
Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. We may just read them aloud on the show. A lot of you have asked for updates on the TV situation that I went through around the time of the election. I just want y'all to know that it is still on my wall. That's exactly where it's going to stay. Nobody has called me. I certainly have not seen a police report.
So it's yours now.
But we might as well call that case closed. That story's over. That TV belongs to me. And actually, I probably need to go home and dust it. It's been a while. So, but getting straight into our first question this week, it comes from Arzy. And Arzy says, a few weeks ago, my sister and I were discussing the episode of Insecure where Molly dumps Jared after finding out about his one-time same-sex experience. We both agreed that Molly was being ridiculous, but now I'm wondering if I'm being transphobic for only wanting to date a cis man. I've always considered myself an LGBT ally and have never felt an animus. Oh, you are so smart.
All right.
Towards a non-gender conforming person, but still the thought of dating a trans person doesn't sit well with me. I've ran it over in my mind, and it really comes down to wanting to have sex with a penis and having children in the future. Ideally, my future partner and I would have biological children together, but I'm okay with adoption or surrogacy. If either one of us has reproductive problems, so why can't that logic remain if my partner is trans? I don't know, and I'm trying really hard to be open-minded here, but I just cannot see it ever happening. Am I a shitty person for not really wanting to ever be romantically involved with a trans person? Do y'all feel the same way I do? I would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks, Issa's trifling friend, whose name I just made up, Arzy. So, what do we have for young Arzy?
All I can think is, you know, I don't really see myself dating like a full-blown Caucasian guy. But
like you have to be
racist for that. I absolutely date a biracial guy. And it isn't like I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I've definitely met white guys before that I would date, but I just don't feel like am I a shitty person because I don't want to date a white guy? I just feel like I have a preference. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if maybe you're thinking of it too hard, because I feel like, honestly, I could meet someone trans and for whatever reason just be like, I'm feeling you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just don't really feel... I know what I like. Like, I know what I immediately like and what I'm immediately... shut your mouth.
What your A1... I mean, we all do. And we can roll... I mean, we can do the list of qualifications, sir. I'm just saying. We know what you like.
Either way, the point is, I'm not like, this is the type of guy I date solely and it is it. No fats, femmes, and freaks. And like, I'm not that type of person at all. I know the type of nigga I would immediately see and be like, ooh, Jesus, that's me.
Yeah.
But I also am open, you know, to meeting different types of people. And I just feel like you really never know. You might just meet somebody and they'll sweep you off your fucking feet. And next thing you know, you're in love. I think that if you're even in the space where you would think about this, you know what I'm saying, and be like, well, I would be okay with this. And I just, you know, I don't know if I'd be okay with that. Then that may ring true even more for you. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that you're even thinking about it means that you might actually be surprised and you'll meet somebody who will be like, oh shit, I never thought about this, and I'll be willing to. Because relationships and love and all that stuff is about compromise anyway. It's about being like, you know, I never thought about this or being in this position or having to do this or whatever, but I love this bitch, so let's get it done. So, I mean, I don't really know how to answer this. I don't think that you're like, is it transphobic to not want to date someone who's trans?
Well, I don't think so. I think trans people have way bigger problems than whether the rest of us want to date them.
I know like, a trans person who's like, I just, you know.
Of all the shit trans people are facing right now, I think, oh man, why can't I find a cis person to love me? It's like,
problem. I don't think like, that.
I don't think that's it. And I don't think that necessarily makes you transphobic. It might make you a little ignorant about sexuality or what it means to be trans. Like, I'm sure there are trans men who have been transitioning for like a decade and have had, you know, top and bottom surgery and everything, and you might not ever know the difference,
right,
between a man, you know, who's trans and who isn't. But I don't think that's it. I think it's transphobic when you feel like trans people should not be allowed to exist the way the rest of us do, or get married, or have access to the healthcare they need, or shouldn't be allowed to use the bathroom. You know, that type of shit is transphobic.
Like, if you even approach the thought of it with like scorn or disgust or something right. like that, then I would say that. If you just feel like, you know what, I don't see that for me, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the first thing I thought of when you were working into this question was like, I wish that someone was here who was trans who could give you the tools, because I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to say nothing stupid or incorrect or whatever, but I just, you know, I'm sure that I know we have loads of trans listeners who could better, you know, answer this question. But personally, I don't think that it is transphobic. And I also don't think that trans people, like the community itself, is that pressed about right. whether or not
they have real problems. Like, they have, right. They have real issues.
And the ones I know be bagging anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's another thing.
Bagging.
It's just not, I don't think it's not probably, I mean, not like a great dating situation. Dating sucks for most people, and I'm sure it's harder for trans people, but they probably not out here just suffering the way you think they are either.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, I'm not trying to at all yeah. act like, you know, it's just like, super, okay, nobody. Yeah, the market is open.
You can't find nobody. Like, trust me, they out here.
Right, no. I mean, but at the same time, I know that there are people who are struggling with it and, you know, acceptance and all that stuff. I'm not going to act like that doesn't exist, but it definitely is not like some kind of, you know,
yeah.
community-wide issue where nobody loves them and right. nobody wants to date them. They're not worried about that at all. They're worried about being respected and not having people trample over their rights
yeah.
and that type of thing at all. Like, dating, I feel like you would, I guess, be surprised.
The thing with dating is, like, you know, don't be violent. Because I feel like a lot of people, especially cis men, find out that women are trans and react in a really horrible way. So that's probably the biggest concern trans people have when it comes to dating, is like, don't kill me when you find out I'm
yes,
trans, because
please.
People are terrible.
Let's not be violent.
I think it's good that you're working through it mentally, trying to figure out what your problem is with it. That's like an important
right.
step.
Yeah.
But as long as, like, if a trans dude hits on you and you find out he's trans and you don't want to date him, all you have to do is, like, not be hateful about it in order to not be transphobic. Like,
yeah.
All you have to say is, you know, not interested, or just turn them down in a polite way
yeah.
and not make it like, oh no, you freak, how dare you, like, you know, don't be a bitch about
yeah.
it. That's a totally different situation. But yeah, don't okay. yeah, that being transphobic is something else, and I don't think that's what you are.
Yeah,
but
no, me neither.
Good luck to you trying to work through, you know, your own biases and shit, because that's
trying.
Really important, right? And more people should do that. Like, if you find yourself, like, faced with that sort of question, like, what is my real problem or bias with whatever this is? Like, work through it yourself. So good luck to you. Our next question comes from Sam, who says, I'm madly in love with my fiance, but I'm going through a struggle right now and I need some advice. Last year, I was in a really good place financially and my boyfriend wasn't. The tires on his car were really weathered and we feared that he would end up skidding on ice. So I paid over $600 for new tires on his car with no intention to get it back. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, and my car has broken down and the bill came out to about $900. My car is my legs and the main means that I have to go back and forth to work. My fiance recently won a $5,500 lawsuit, and I'm happy for him, but it's a little difficult to do cartwheels when I'm not doing well financially. I know with time I can come up with the $900 to fix the car, but between train tickets and MTA passes, it's going to take a little while for me to come up with it. Does that say I do groceries? I do groceries every week for our apartment. Okay. I do groceries okay. every week for our apartment. I cook.
Sort of.
I've spent an embarrassing amount of money on his daughter, who also lives with us. Girl, why? I know he has a few bills to clear up with this lawsuit settlement, but I do know that he'll have at least $1,000 left to play with, aside from the money he gets from working. And I think somewhere along the line, he should have offered to help me with this repair bill. He knows that I'm in the same financial spot he was in a year ago, and I don't want to bring this up, but should I raise the question as to why my willingness to help him isn't reciprocated, or should I just look past it? P.S. The show is like medicine. Thank you so much, Samantha. Oh, that's sweet. Well, girl, I think the fact that you even have to ask after you did something extremely similar for him a year ago, I think is extremely telling. And not even that you've done this for him in the past, but that you do so much other shit around the house and for him and his daughter, and he hasn't just like immediately jumped to help you with this. Like, that's the part I don't understand. Why wouldn't he?
This is your fiance.
Fiance now, yeah. He was a,
so
right. Like, your bills are my bills. At fiance level, right? Like, that's the discussion y'all have had.
This is my thing with niggas. And I...
of course.
And I don't care.
She's taking care of his daughter.
Feels any kind of way about this. You don't get to flex no man this and I'm a man this and I'm a man this and da, 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 da. And you got a woman at home who is like, well, I could use a little bit of help and I don't know if I should ask this nigga. Da, da, da. Because the men, at least, that I grew up around from the generations before me just naturally took care of their women. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that the women in my life, like my mom, aunts, grandparents, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that they weren't holding shit down and taking care of their own business and stuff as well. But the men who attempted to teach me how to be a man were kind of like off rip. I got you. That's my job as a man. Especially, like, now, if this was, like, your little boo, your little boyfriend or whatever, your little cuffing season partner, then I would be like, mama, you better, I don't know.
That's your $900 bill.
But if this is a nigga that you're getting ready to marry and be, you know,
with
a union under the eyes of God and these types of things, then you shouldn't even be having to ask him. So, do I think that something should be said? In my opinion, yes. I'm going to say yes. I mean, I feel like, you know, I always want for women in these situations to have their bag. You know what I'm saying? To have their shit. So when these niggas are like acting crazy or not doing what they're supposed to be doing or not paying attention the way that they're supposed to be paying attention, you got yourself. But not, you know, life is life. So if this is somebody that you're going to be married to and you're holding him down in all of these other ways and have been when he was on his ass, I just don't even feel like it should be a question is what I'm saying.
It seems to me like it shouldn't have even been. If this is your fiance, the day your car broke down, that nigga should have been like, all right, let's go to Pep Boys. Let's go to Midas, whoever. I don't even know. But like, let's go to the Shade Tree Mechanic shit. Let's find somebody to get your shit back right.
Like, even if he was like, ugh. Like, even if he was like.
And that's how everybody feels about car repair bills. But like, this is your fiance. You plan on marrying this woman, right? Your daughter lives with her. And you. She helps take care of your daughter just by proxy of her being in the house. She buys shit for your daughter. She does the groceries in the house. I'm assuming that means buys them and cooks them. Just, she said, no, I do the groceries. I do the whole grocery process.
The whole entire.
I handle all. I do the dishes.
All the grocery logistics.
And clearly you driving back and forth to work every day. So for me, it's like, what's the point in marrying somebody who can't help me do better? Like, or who is capable of helping me and does not want to or isn't willing to do that. That's what I don't understand. Like,
it shouldn't even be a thought in his mind.
Right. It should have been automatic.
Just taken care of.
Yeah.
So.
So he seems trifling to me, and I would reconsider the whole marriage thing. Like, I wouldn't even be thinking about
just come
the
right out and say it.
I would. I would really rethink whether I wanted to legally attach myself to somebody who wasn't going to spend $1,000 to fix my car, even though I fixed their car the year before that, and they have the $1,000 to spend. And we are in a like a serious relationship.
It just doesn't matter.
Living together, raising a child. Bitch, you can't fix my car. You have the money. Why are y'all getting married? I don't understand. I don't. What? Why? So
I
he can have permanent living pussy? What
I
is it?
I don't disagree with you.
I'm kidding.
I'm trying to let her down nicely, but you know, there's that too. You have roads.
I just don't.
You can take.
I've been sitting here trying to figure out why you would marry this man. There's nothing in the email that suggests that he does something to make up for this. I don't. It's not even really about the money or the car, like Kid Fury said. It's more about the fact that you even have to sit here and debate it.
Right.
It's about, like, as soon as he found out your car was broken, he should have been like, all right, babe, you know, thank God I got the settlement money.
Right.
Now we can take care of your car and get you back in business. But no, you over here trying to figure out how you're going to do it yourself, buying bus passes, MTA passes. And you must live in Jersey or something and have to come into the city. Or somewhere outside of the city. It sounds like a northern situation. It just does. Maybe you stay out in Queens or something. You have to drive into the city, but it just...
This just sounds like new nigga syndrome to me. Like this latest generation of niggas that are just kind of like, you know, I'm a man and I got my things and,
right,
you know, we together and... All right, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying, you know, every man in every relationship should be taking his girlfriend out to Tiffany's every weekend and, you know, should be coming home and spoiling her rotten. Not to say that you shouldn't. If you're willing and able, go for it. But at the very least, if your fiance, wife or whatever, like serious girlfriend even, her fucking car broke down and you got the money, it should roll off your back to be like, here, go fix that shit.
Right.
I don't get it, but whatever.
It should have been nothing at all for him to take care of that. And the fact that it is, and you are really sitting over here talking about, well, should I bring it up? That says everything to me. I would break up with that nigga girl. You can get to and from to work by your damn self and you don't have to pay for his daughter to have no
talk
shit.
Talk to that nigga. And
leave
get
him, girl.
Talk
leave
to him.
Him.
And tell him that this is an issue.
Leave
it really should. The reason that you definitely should consider leaving his ass is because it's telling. You know what I mean? It's telling of the future. If that nigga ain't even willing to help you fix your car before y'all get married, you're going to end up married. And like, suppose you like really all your ass. Like, it's just, it says a lot about the dynamics of your relationship in general.
Yeah.
It's not just the car. So... I mean, if you treasure the relationship and, you know, you want to make it work, go and have a little chat.
Mm-mm, mm-mm,
but I'm not disagreeing with Crystal either.
I wouldn't do it. We have a letter here from somebody who says, should I feel bad from being mean to a Trump supporter? But I feel like we already know the answer to that is no. Don't feel bad for that.
I literally saw a headline today about some Trump supporter that got stabbed in the neck for saying something racist. And I was gleeful.
Well, let him die.
So, and I don't even think that he died. So.
Oh, damn. That's too bad. So our last question comes from Dior, who says, I would love to hear your viewpoint on an issue I'm dealing with my baby daddy. I have a 4-year-old son who is absolutely adorable. I've been Christmas shopping and I bought him a Barbie doll and a baby doll. He plays with lots of dolls at daycare and I noticed that he really enjoys taking care of a baby. The problem is I'm worried about his father saying something on Christmas morning about him playing with girl toys. I am not in a relationship with his father and I have my own home, but we do co-parent and he will be over for the holiday. Should I tell him beforehand to prepare him and let him know he better not say shit, or should I just not say anything and roll with it because it's my money and my house?
I feel like both of these are kind of reasonable.
They both work.
Yeah. I guess it's up to you.
If you know your baby daddy is like just crazy, wild, homophobic or something, you should give him a heads up just so he don't flip out
in front of the baby,
right?
Yeah.
And make him feel bad.
Right.
For
nothing.
Right. Totally human things. Like, kids love dolls. They love pretending to take care of something because they see people around them take care of them.
Right.
So it's just like a natural thing for children to do. But you know niggas.
It is.
You know niggas. Niggas see their child with a Barbie and they just.
Whoosh. Like.
And did I tell you about that time my daddy caught my brother holding my Barbie and whooped him for holding it? Holding it. And I told my brother, like, we were in the backseat of the car, and I was like, hold my doll real quick while I do something. And my daddy turned around and saw my brother holding that doll and was like, when we get home, yes, it's mine. I was just like, are you really whooping this nigga for holding a doll? Like, niggas is wild homophobic. So if you know your man is about as ignorant as my daddy is about that or was about that, then please give him a heads up.
I would
up.
Definitely shout him out for first and be like, look, so this is what it is. Ain't shit you gonna do about it. And if you come over here acting crazy, it's gonna be a problem.
Yes.
So
do not come over here ruining my child's Christmas because you don't like him playing with his toys or whatever. Because
he's gonna play whatever the fuck I want him to because I pay for it. Like, I just,
right.
He lives here, he's mine. I don't give a fuck how you feel about it at the end.
Right.
If you want the nigga to play with a football, you buy him a football for Christmas.
If you want him to play, like, he's 4. He's gonna play with, first of all, whatever's in front of his
face. Whatever you give him. like curtains, anything you give him,
Keith don't care.
A placemat, any goddamn thing, a bubble wrap. Right. They will just thank you.
But he could be sitting there playing with a whole lineup of Barbies, and you come in with a basketball, and it's game over for them Barbies because right. he's just been waiting on a ball.
Like, then the Barbies turn into bowling pins, and you never, it's just anything's possible. You're a child.
Right. So hopefully you can use logic in this conversation with him. Like, let's just be for real about this. He's a little boy. He likes playing with dolls. Please don't come over here acting a fool in my house. I would hate to have to remove you on Christmas Day that you should be spending with your son. But I will.
I'll do it.
If I must. You're not about to come up in here and have my baby feeling bad for being a normal toddler person who likes to play.
With
it's
things.
Just, it's fine. Like, you're not going to act like that. So, let's see. Anything else? Do you have anything further to add? Are we done with that?
I think we're done.
We have an update here, but I cannot figure out what the original email was from or what the original email was about. So we'll do that next week. Send your questions to askthereed@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey guys, this week's episode of The Read is also being brought to you by Loot Crate, one of my faves. Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month, all in a sexy black box. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or you are that geek like myself, Loot Crate is a best surprise, the best surprise you know is coming. I always look forward to them. And I've even got the Loot gaming box now for just a little variety because I'm that kind of nerd. Every month there's a different theme and new exclusive items you can get with Loot Crate. And this month's theme is Revolution, chock full of items from the likes of Assassin's Creed, Mr. Robot, Firefly, and more. And just in time for the holiday season. Right, Crystal?
That's right. So go to lootcrate.com/read and enter promo code GIFTING15, all one word, to save 15% on a new Loot Crate subscription. I am a big fan of the Loot Crate clothing that they send in. The socks and stuff are super cute. There's like little shorts and skirts sometimes with some really cute boxers. You've got until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. But when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So again, go to lootcrate.com/read and use promo code GIFTING15 to save 15% on a new Loot Crate subscription. I just spelled it out for you. You cannot fuck it up. Gifting 15. Get your holiday geek on with Loot Crate and let's move on.
This week's episode is also being brought to you by Bevel, which is dermatologist approved, as we've mentioned, because it does what? Reduces and prevents razor bumps, discoloration, irritation, mm-hmm. and overall skin hateration in this holleration and denseration. It's the reason 9 out of 10 customers continue to come back. And I know that's loads of you. And like we've said, it's the holiday season. Bevel is an amazing gift. And you'll also look really trendy and cool because you'll be the person who bought the Bevel gift and supported black businesses and did something sexy and exclusive courtesy of The Read.
Yes. So when your uncle or daddy or brother opens it up, you have to get him on video being like, my signature fade with the Bevel blade.
It's Nas approved. That's always fun for like a baby daddy or something in your life.
Yeah, you get a pre-shave oil, badger brush, safety razors, blades, shaving cream, and a restoring balm. So again, head over to getbevel.com/read. Sign up today to get your first month free. That's GETBEVEL.com/READ. Elevate your shaving experience with Bevel and The Read. And let's finish up the show.
Okay, so it's time for The Read.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna start this whole batch of things by saying, oh God, first of all, Jesus, just endow me, Father. Just give me
absolutely
strength and patience. All right. I'm gonna say that, first of all, I've never taken Tommy, Lauren, whatever, Tommy, whatever the fuck her name is, I've never taken her seriously. I've never gone out of my way to pay any attention to anything that she does. It wasn't even until last night. I had completely forgotten that she was the one hating on Beyonce and saying that Jay-Z was a crack dealer for 14 years and she married him. And I completely forgot that that's who she was because I don't care. Like, I don't care about anything in relation to this woman or anything that she ever has said or done. In fact, I remember saying on this show many times, please, folks, do not send me no clips, mm-hmm. no random tandem ass white people and their dumb ass, like, just ridiculously crazy, random, hateful, offensive ass opinions that have no sense, no foundation, no kind of like research done to them, no facts,
right.
No nothing. Just a random ass racist comment that's just said to be said, and it's just propaganda and trolling, basically. Like, please don't send me any of these things because I don't give a shit about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not ever talking about anybody. Tommy Lauren ain't nobody with no kind of clout. She doesn't have, mm-mm, like, a reputable, like, catalog of work.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Nothing at all. She's just a chick on the internet who just says some bullshit. It wasn't even until the show in Boston on Sunday that I realized that she is not on a TV station. I thought she worked for Fox News or something.
Mm-mm.
And the girls at the Boston show were like, no, no, Mama's got a Facebook Live TV show or a Facebook Live web series or something.
Her Facebook is what got her popping. That's where all her views and shit come from.
I said, so y'all took a racist iCarly and made it into this shit that it is now. Cool. Great. Don't send me no fucking clips or no comments or tweets or screenshots from, oh, Fury Crystal, y'all gotta read the editor of the Nebraskan Gazette because they said that. Who the fuck cares, bitch? Who is that? We don't know who the fuck that is. They ain't gonna, like, what? So the fuck? What? Why are y'all making these bitches popping? Like, and then I'm hearing all these people saying, okay, well, this person and that person needs to not give Tommy Lauren a platform. Nigga, the internet gave her a platform. Mm. Y'all have been talking about this bitch and all the dumb shit that she has been saying, like, all year long, over and over and over and over and over again, legitimizing the dumb shit that she says that doesn't make any fucking sense. And that's all she wants. Y'all really feel like Tommy Lauren don't know what she's doing? You really feel like she doesn't have agents? You really think like she doesn't have a manager and motherfucking producers and shit that ain't in her ear saying, keep going, girl. Keep it up, girl. Like, you really don't think that she's like, she's doing this on purpose. And y'all motherfuckers be the same ones who are always talking about it, putting it up, sending it to the shade room, atting people, saying read this and da-da-da-da, and giving it life to the point where now motherfuckers are trying to interview this bitch and do all this other stuff, but they're giving them a platform. Like, that does not make any sense to me. Peter Rosenberg was one of the people who said that, and I've got some things for him in just a second. But keep in mind that these people, smart racists, peep this shit, and they give them life. You know what I'm saying? That's why you had Stacey Dash's ass sitting up on TV. That's why they had Elizabeth Hasselbeck out here acting like she was a political analyst and she didn't start on Survivor. Mm-hmm. Because all you gotta do is say some old inflammatory, ridiculous, outrageous, and extreme anti-black bullshit, and some white folk would be like, get the mic closer to her. Right. Put the mic right, put it closer to her mouth. Like, they live for that shit. And motherfuckers eat it up. Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, father.
Got on the internet and said that, you know, I just don't understand why Trevor Noah and Charlamagne the God are giving Tommy Lauren a platform. And, you know, I can't see why people would think that Charlamagne is good for the culture. White man, what culture are you talking about? Like, certainly not yours, because this has nothing to do with hip hop. I said, I really want to figure out how he felt or how he went about expressing who is and is not good for my culture. You understand what I'm saying? As a white man. And people are like, oh, well, you know, he's been working in radio for however long and he's paying his dues. I said, bitch, I don't give a fuck how many Rakim tapes and fucking KRS-One 8-tracks and Kool Moe Dee parties that nigga went to. I don't give a fuck about none of that. That has nothing to do. Charlamagne didn't go and have drinks with Macklemore. Bitch, we're talking about somebody who's talking about black. This is about black culture, not hip hop culture. And that is not a culture that you're a part of. Please don't tell me he ain't white. He's Jewish. My God. Oh,
you
God.
Can be both. What you mean? You
can't be. Jesus the Lord. Oh, well, you know, he's half Puerto Rican and Jewish. What does that have to do with what I'm talking about? Besides nothing? Like,
I didn't hear black.
I didn't hear the black part.
I didn't hear black.
That's not what that's came what, out that's your not mouth. What, so
I'm waiting on the black. Where is
so
it?
So that's not okay. All right. Absent of the black. We got the black. cool. So cool. Don't be up out here. Like, stop trying so fucking hard and being fucking thirsty. We get it. You like rap music. You like black shit or whatever. Cool. You on Hot 97, iconic ass hip hop radio station. Great for y'all. Stop trying so fucking hard and certainly pick the right words. You know what I'm saying? Because even if I agree with your motherfucking ass, you can't tell me shit about my culture, bitch. And then what made it worse was when a black person, I saw screenshots of a black person coming and saying, you know, this is, do you see that this is offensive? Because, you know, like, how are you going to tell me about my culture? And his whole response was, well, you're being obnoxious because you're trying to say that because I'm white. I can't make a comment and I can't share my opinion. You know who also shuts down black people when they say you're offending me and doesn't even listen to what the fuck they're saying? Tommy Lauren. You just as bad as her, bitch. Shut your motherfucking ass up, you dumbass duck. Moving forward.
Damn! I wasn't ready.
Now, I'm going to get to Charlamagne in just a moment.
I just wasn't ready. Wow.
Unless I missed something, I don't necessarily feel like Trevor Noah did anything wrong besides allegedly sending Tommy some cupcakes.
Yeah.
Because she don't deserve no goddamn sweets.
And they had a date. Like, they went out for drinks or something the day after. But, and then he sent her cupcakes after that. Like, damn, okay.
But see, even that, when I saw the pictures of them out with drinks or whatever, it didn't seem to me like they were sitting there shooting the breeze talking about the finale of Westworld. They looked like they were, like, I can't imagine what the fuck else they were talking about. It looked to me like he was really trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with this girl. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I don't know. But girl, neither do you. So we can't judge what that conversation was really like. And he claims that her producers, her people were there and his were too. But in the pictures, it just looked like it was the two of them there. I don't care either way. I'm only judging by what I saw. And the interview that I watched him with her, he challenged her on the shit that she was saying. He called her out when she was wrong. And he even clowned her a couple of times. Mm-hmm. He just did it with a level of patience that I feel like the average black person ain't got for motherfuckers like her. I couldn't do it. And I'm not going to fault a black person for saying, why the fuck are we even giving her country? But at the same time, I understand and I do feel like we can't all yell at each other at the same time. It's going to take a couple of superhuman blacks who are going to have to use their, you know, otherworldly patience to pick a couple of brains. If you feel like maybe you can get to the root. I've heard, you know, a couple of people I know have been saying, you know, she's really out here saying, oh, I didn't know that, and trying to learn. I don't believe or care about any of that. Or her be safe, though, text messages that she's sending out. I already know. I peep your shit, bitch. I know. Like, she's conniving. It's fake. It's all the same shit that all these other little white people be doing, where they're just, like, talking cash shit and saying whatever the fuck they want to. And they see that it leads to numbers and views. And they're hoping it's going to lead them to a place where they can pitch that shit to Fox News and get the real paper. And that's what you're giving them. You understand what I'm saying? So don't be mad at this nigga because he sat down with her and instead of yelling at her and biting her head off immediately, chose to approach it with a patience that I could never muster. God ain't built me like that. I just can't. It couldn't be me. But I'm not going to say that you're bad for the culture or that you know, I'm not going to like shit on you because you have the patience, girl. Do you? Because I also don't. You also don't speak for me.
Right.
And you don't speak for blackness. So I don't think that because you went about it that way, that I am expected to do the same thing or that black people are expected to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? That's just what he decided to do. And it is what it is. So as far as that whole thing goes, you know, Trevor, she didn't need no baked goods or whatever. But
well, he said his team sent those and he didn't actually do it. So
nobody needed to send her a goddamn thing, a flower, card, nothing. Going out for drinks and expressing that you were even willing to still talk to her off camera, I feel like was a gesture enough. Like, I feel like that was strong enough. She didn't need sweets to go and then put on Instagram talking about, thanks for the cupcakes, Trevor Noah, as if he ain't already have heat on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me just didn't need to happen.
I think it was more about what he did afterwards, like the way that he acted like, oh, you know, we're all just here to get along and she's a good sport. And, you know, this, I think Trevor Noah has a fundamental like lack of understanding about how racism works in this country as opposed to the one he came from. And he kind of feels, I don't know, maybe as a biracial man, he feels like he's in the middle so he can like stand in the middle and bring everybody together. But this is You can't ask us to come together with somebody who thinks Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? I don't, again, you don't speak for me. You know what I'm saying? And your actions are not a reflection of my actions. If that's the way that you want to go about things, I'm just not going to condemn you for it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I don't believe, even if Tommy Lauren agreed with some of the things that you said to her or saw some points you made when y'all had this drink at Nobu or wherever the fuck, some indie coffee place, wherever the fuck there was at, you know what I'm saying? She's not about to apply that shit to her statement. She ain't about to go back on the Blaze or wherever and be like, you know, so actually, no, she's going to continue.
Nothing about her is going
to change. The exact same shit she's been saying, because that is what has gotten people to be talking about her. And that's not going to change. You know what I'm saying? If that's the way that you want to go about things. And yeah, I agree that maybe not being from here gives you a different perspective of how to approach racism, you know what I'm saying, on this side of the world or whatever. But at the same time, I ain't got to do that shit. So do you, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go ahead and keep interviewing all these races, that's your show.
It ain't a check big enough for me to talk to Tommy Lauren. Like, nobody has the budget.
I don't.
Y'all don't have the budget.
That interview was the first time that I watched a clip from the beginning to the end with Tommy Lauren in it and listened to all of it. You know what I'm saying? I've never watched more than 3 seconds of, like, an interview with her. And even a couple of times I had to like jump forward or something else, because it was just like, she's really saying these things and you can see in her face that she really is just one of these white people who believes these things and don't know no better because she was just raised this type of way and she was put in a position to say these things. And now, holy shit, I'm on the Daily Show and shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Even if I don't, even if I see your point or whatever, fuck that. I'm getting coins. And I don't, if I gotta step over all you black spines to do that, to get to where I'm trying to go, then that's just what the fuck I'm gonna do. And it is what it is. That's that.
Yeah.
Charlemagne, the alleged god.
This fool. Lord.
So Charlemagne went on Instagram after getting heat of his own because he posted a photo, or somebody posted a photo of him and Tommy out in front of the Viacom building or some shit somewhere, and they didn't look like they had just got out of a fist fight with each other or something. So, you know, the internet is giving him shit, especially since Charlemagne teeters on the fence of like sensible shit to say and not so sensible shit to say about blackness
all the time.
And then everybody thinks that, you know, he bleached his skin and now he's light skinned. So he's just got all of these, which that is just so stupid.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like the light skin bleaching thing, that's just low hanging fruit. Like, y'all go for that because it's right there and it's easy.
It's so anyway,
there's plenty of shit to actually clown Charlemagne for, which we're gonna get to.
So one of the things that he said on the internet, it was a series of very foolish things, but the one that was most foolish was when he said it would be dope if a young black or Hispanic woke woman used social media to create a platform to be a voice like Tommy Lauren did. Of course, they lit his ass on fire. I think they probably still are. It's like a fresh 24 hours later on.
I'm sure, because they still in my mentions about it, so they gotta still be in his.
So, you know, that obviously was very foolish. And the problem, I think, with that was that he felt like the need to, I feel like he felt like the need to address it because people were giving him shit for it when it really wasn't even that deep. Like, him being in a picture with her or whatever, or making a joke about dicks, or I don't know what the fuck. I have no idea, but I don't feel like anything that they were coming at him for was deep enough for a response, especially not one like this.
Yeah.
Now, he gave himself Donkey of the Day on the Breakfast Club or whatever this morning. Even that, to me, was kind of like, all right, I'm giving myself Donkey of the Day today because y'all are pissed off at me. And I guess I said some shit that wasn't so nice or whatever. So here go a whole bunch of black girls doing their thing and y'all can stop being so fucking mad now. Like, that's how it felt to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even the way that he's, because someone apparently said to him that he shouldn't have said platform, he should have said news show or whatever. And I don't agree with that. I feel like the problem is that you compared black women and their work and their journey to Tommy Lauren, a completely anti-black person, period. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you would have said, you know what, it would be dope, instead of us talking about this bullshit and this woman, it would be dope if we just support each other and let's talk, highlight some black girls doing some dope shit. period. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a completely different statement than saying, let's, you know, let's push and support black girls in social media. Or it would be, not even that. It would be dope mm-hmm. if they could, you know, do something like this white bitch that y'all so mad about did. That's what it was. It was like a dig because people were fucking with him or whatever. And it's like, girl, first of all, Tommy Loren was hired. Tommy Loren works for people. Tommy Loren can be fired. Mm-hmm. There are black women who not only have their own platforms and stuff like that. It's not just, oh, well, Francesca Ramsey's got MTV Decoded. MTV Decoded, not only does she have that show, it is a far better show mm-hmm. than anything that Tommy Loren has done or ever will do.
Ever.
It's better produced. Mm-hmm. The speaking is way more articulate. They've got facts, graphs.
It's funny.
They do their research. Mm. They like, it is a better show altogether. Right. And she still has comments of pure racism, making her out to seem like she's the devil for speaking the truth
right.
all the time. And not only speaking the truth on social and political issues, but in a lighthearted and fun way.
Right.
Not just white people suck.
Which is all I say.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we get so tied up in the dummies that just say outrageous, immediately dumb shit like Tommy does that it completely overshadows black girls that have been doing dope shit, much doper shit, for much longer
right. In
general. So that is the issue that I had with this. Because black girls been had platforms mm-hmm. way bigger and badder than Tommy and her whack-ass bullshit mm-hmm. on Facebook or whatever the fuck. So don't say, oh, like Tommy Loren or whatever the fuck. Bitch is bamboozling her. Are you kidding? What?
It was just such a thoroughly ignorant statement. And the problem, I think a bigger problem was that there was so many different ways to be offended. Like, you could have looked at it and saw it the way you did with him, like, just being shitty or whatever. You could have looked at it like, okay, well, how are you acting like black girls ain't out here doing shit when you had me on Uncommon Sense with you for a whole ass season? And you know all Jamila done did a whole bunch of stuff. You know a bunch of black and brown women in media out here. And it's not even just those of us who have like built up our own platforms and shit, just like Tommy was hired somewhere else. There are lots of black and brown women on other networks and doing stuff with other big ass companies, Apple and all kinds of shit. Like, it just... there's not a lack of woke black women out here trying to work. The problem is that nobody takes our words as seriously, or people don't care as much. Our work is not valued as much as some toe-looking ass white bitch with cheap clip-ins who gets to just spout all kinds of racist shit. And now all of a sudden she's on The Daily Show and she's on The Breakfast Club or whatever else. Like, people feel a way, as far as I'm concerned, like, I saw a lot of black people in particular feeling a way about it for that reason. Like, how you just gonna shit on black girls and make it seem like we're not doing enough? Like, Tommy Loren is out here just handling shit, and the rest of it, we must not be working as hard as Tommy Loren. Like, nigga, please.
It's one of those things, I think, where you know, it would have been better to just not say anything. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't an issue that needed a response. I think that maybe people were just getting on his nerves so much that he felt like addressing it, and by it a moment where addressing it just ended up making the shit worse, because it really wasn't an issue until what was said was said. And not only does he know all of those things, Charlamagne is one of the most like go out your way to support somebody ass niggas that I've met who doesn't have to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because Charlamagne could be completely selfish and greedy and just be about his own little brand or whatever and push it and be as successful as he is right now. He does go out of his way. I'll never forget the time that I came to New York right before I lived here, and I went to go do a screen test for something. And it was a whole bunch of people, I won't say any names, sitting in this green room over at Viacom. And I knew niggas in that room knew who I was, and everybody was acting real like, you know, brand new. And, oh, you know, I'm just doing this. Oh, hey, how have you been? Last time I saw you was at the video shoot. Oh, yes, friend. Oh, my gosh. Everybody was doing all of that shit. Right. Charlamagne came in the room. He was clearly, when he walked in, I was like, why are you on the screen? Like, I'm sure you're just going to be on the show, no? And he walked in. The first thing that nigga said was Kid Fury. I didn't even live here. I had never done a screen test or nothing in my life ever before. So it was even more crazy to me that he would say something like that, when it's like, not only do you know the girls are doing this stuff, but you know better than anybody, because you be the one out here meeting people and shaking hands and tweeting and trying to like get any old body to be on Uncommon Sense. You remember when it was like the whole all ass black Twitter thought they was going to be on Uncommon Sense?
Oh, Lord. Because so, they called it like a black Twitter show or something. And I was like, listen, that's a good way to get me to not
But they
be on
still
it.
Tried to find ways to like include people that were funny or had any old kind of talent or whatever. So, like, you do that shit. It wasn't no reason to make no kind of comment like that in the first place. And ain't nobody on this side of things worried about Tommy Lauren's alleged platform. Like, at all. I'm sure now she's got
I think she's on
tons
Bill
of deals.
Tonight,
right.
So.
I'm sure she's shopping around and you know, a show or a segment on whatever network is inevitable at this point. But that's because the internet created that fucking monster again, because nobody who interviewed her or took a picture or whatever ass did. So let's all calm down. I really don't want to have to, you know, read everybody. I think it's probably the longest read I ever fucking did in my life. But it started like on one thing for me and then it just slowly unraveled. I remember I sat up on the internet pissed at what Peter Rosenberg said, thinking, and I said, now Charlamagne is a dummy, but you don't know what the fuck is going on. Leave that nigga the goddamn alone, like all night long. And then I went to bed like, Jesus, if you do nothing else, just let Charlamagne shut his motherfucking ass. Just please, God, don't let him say nothing.
Of course he didn't.
12 smooth hours later, like, God damn.
I will say this. I'm not going to credit Tommy Lauren's success to Trevor Noah or Charlamagne. She taps into white nationalist racism and the feelings of hatred they have. Right. And that's why she's popping. She came out against Colin Kaepernick taking that knee, and she had a problem with Jesse Williams' speech at the BET Awards. Like, she's been doing this all year long.
And I've heard
mad
about
at Beyonce.
Each of these moments, and I forget about them.
And
just
she
as
right
quickly.
Exactly, because after I cussed her out on this show, I don't remember if it was for the Beyonce thing or
I
the
forgot
Jesse
you cussed
Williams
her out on
thing.
This show.
But I said then, I'm not talking about. I don't want to address this bitch no more. Like, there is. I saw then that there was zero value in Tommy Lauren, and she was None. Just like every other hoe out here, just trying to get on TV and make this motherfucking money
any way
period.
Possible.
I think y'all have put a lot of trust or faith into these black men who work in media as if they are there to like take up your cause or ride for you or be on your side, when in reality just about everybody is trying to get hired or stay hired, period. Trevor Noah wanted his motherfucking money. His ratings ain't been the way they should. Everybody's been comparing him to Jon Stewart. The Daily Show, Comedy Central, they needed a moment out of what is this nigga's name? Trevor Noah. And so the Tommy Lauren thing was like perfect. It benefited him probably more than it benefited her, because now people are actually going to be tuning into The Daily Show to see what he has to say about it. So I think maybe y'all are looking at this as a moral issue, when what niggas really care about is money and keeping their jobs, like, honestly. And Tommy Lauren is the exact same way. She's GOP black chick. She's Stacey Dash. She's Rachel Dolezal in reverse. She's every white person out here, or every conservative, you
she's
know,
Rachel
figurehead. Like, yes.
She's a black woman trying to be white?
Okay, no.
Stacey Dash.
No, she's a white woman trying to reach peak whiteness by, no, not Stacey Dash, Tommy Lauren. What I'm saying is
I
that.
I said Stacey Dash is Rachel Dolezal.
No,
in
no.
I don't
Tommy
understand
Lauren.
The Rachel Dolezal in reverse part. Because to me, Rachel Dolezal in reverse is
Rachel
a black
Dolezal
bitch trying to be white.
Is a white woman trying to be black. Tommy Lauren. Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's what
I see.
Okay.
See, you see how I'm going to say, you know what? I understand how I was the author of confusion there, and I accept
that. That is all. That's all it takes.
All you have to say is, you know what? Let me rephrase that.
In actuality,
what I'm trying to say is fuck Tommy Lauren, because she's exactly like every other hoe out here just trying to get put on and make some motherfucking money. That's really it. Tommy Lauren is a 24-year-old white bitch out here trying to have a career. Like, literally, that is it. There is nothing important or really even distinguishable about this bitch. She looks like every other blonde, mean, evil white woman on TV.
And
there's a good 70 million Tommy Laurens in America.
And I try to be, you know, the young woman who doesn't
so
judge
much.
People by their cover.
So
but then you listen to her speak and it's like, you just as dumb as you look. Like, nothing, you don't say anything based on facts. Mm-hmm. You'll just say the Black Lives Matter movement is the new KKK. And it's like, do you know how?
Yeah.
What? Like, nothing. It's just something that is so absurd. And again, dumbass, white supremacists, fucking racists, idiots in middle America are just like, I don't know where she got that shit from, but I agree because it's anti-black. Fuck them niggas. They complain too much. That's all that it is. And so I agree with you that it's business.
For a lot of these people, it's business. Like, I'm not even trying to say that, like, you can't expect black men to have some good sense. Although, really, if you look back through the record, girl, I don't know why you do. But, like, dead ass. Okay, I've been in New York too long. But people who work in media, like, especially if you suffering, like Trevor Noah is with ratings and shit like that, you got a book to sell or whatever else, you got to keep your name out there. And so much of what's happening on the news is not even about the news and about who can make the biggest splash or have the biggest reaction on the internet or who can get people fired up or whatever else. Now, Charlamagne said this extremely dumb shit, and this is where I was already going to cuss Charlamagne out for saying something this fucking ignorant. Because it was just dumb to act like there are no black women or brown woke women out here doing shit. Like, they're literally everywhere. And to act like you can't build a platform by tweeting or being on Tumblr or Facebook or anything else is just fucking crazy. Because we know so many people who have created jobs from the internet, myself included. Like, that is just... It was just completely... Like, Charlamagne just didn't think that through. He was mad and reacting and said something that didn't make no fucking sense. And I'm not making no excuses for that because it was dumb. But what y'all gonna have to stop doing is coming to me like I gave birth to Charlamagne and what he says is my fucking responsibility. It isn't. That nigga cut me a check to be on a TV show with him, which I'm extremely grateful for. And me and Charlamagne have always been cool. We ain't never had no problems. I understand that I actually know Charlamagne in real life and y'all don't. And that colors the way that I see him. Like, I see him in a more nuanced and a fuller way than the rest of y'all do. But I still was not just going to let that shit slide. Because I'm not on Twitter reacting the way you want me to, or I'm not on Instagram typing all fast and writing long comments and shit under this nigga's picture, does not mean I'm not going to do something. But just leave me the fuck alone. I didn't want to talk about Tommy Lauren any fucking way, which is something I've said to y'all time and time again. Like, I said it on the show. I don't even want to talk about this bitch. So the fact that it became evident that I was going to have to because Charlamagne stepped in it so big was bad enough. But then for all of y'all to come for me, like, how you just going to let this slide and you not gonna check Charlamagne, and I knew all you really wanted was your money and you worried about whether you can get hired and nothing the fuck else. First of all, every last one of y'all is worried about whether the fuck you can get hired, bitch. Let's be totally and completely serious. Every last one of y'all got a job right now, if you lucky, and you go to that hoe and it's somebody at that job, a coworker or a boss or a freelancer, somebody up there that you can't fucking stand. And if you could cuss that nigga out or slap them or whatever the fuck else, you would do it. I don't even hate Charlamagne. He's annoying, but we do work together. And if you think that I'm gonna get on Twitter and just be like y'all, mad and typing all furious and whatever else, when it's something more that can be talked about here, I'm just not gonna do it. And if you wanna be mad at me for that, then that's fine. I understand that you're not gonna go to work and just cuss out everybody at your job who gets on your nerves. So why you expect me to do that, I don't understand. But secondly, it's nothing wrong with being worried about making money or having money or anything the fuck else. Like, I'm out here by myself. I don't have nobody else to take care of me. So if my first priority is me, I don't see how you could shit on me or be mad about that. Especially when the message that we constantly send to black women is go out there, get your own, make your money, have your own shit. Don't depend on nobody else. This. It, for you to be like, oh, well, Crystal is just worried about her money. First of all, I'm not currently under contract with Charlamagne, so that don't make no sense. But I'm not worried about losing a check from this or nothing like that. How about I have a platform that pays me to talk? And so instead of giving y'all my whole ass argument and everything that I was going to say to Charlamagne for free in 140 characters and linking them shits in 20 tweets or whatever, how about I come on the show that I have with my friend where I get paid and talk about it there? How about I use the platform that I have as a woke black woman who cusses people out on a regular basis and do that there instead of y'all coming to me like like it's my responsibility to check Charlamagne? It's not. I don't owe y'all nothing, and I don't have to check up on Charlamagne. I don't have to. I'm not his mama. I'm not his fucking babysitter. I do not have to go behind him.
Some things just translate better on this show than they do on the internet. It's sometimes this thing I would rather talk, about that I'm just like, you know what? I don't feel like typing this shit out because all what I want to say is not 140 characters. It ain't 280. It's not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go ahead and wait until I go into the studio and I can say whatever the fuck I want, however I want. You can hear my voice, my tone. Ain't nothing misconstrued because it's coming directly out of my mouth into your fucking ears.
Right.
So it's just like,
That's just so fucking frustrating for me. Like, leave me the fuck alone. That nigga is not my responsibility. If I cuss him out the way I do anybody else on this show, then it is what it is. But for y'all to come behind me like, you need to get your mans. You need to check Charlamagne. You need to do this. Bitch, you check Charlamagne. You got a problem with Charlamagne, you do it.
In a way, it really kind of boils back to Trevor Noah and his delivery in the first place, which, again, I'm not like team Trevor in this. I'll give you a break, sweetheart, or whatever. But in a sense, I did feel like, even before Charlamagne said what he said, I feel like because of this ridiculous white woman who is just saying whatever they put in, you know, whatever battery they put in her back or whatever bug they put in her ear, she's just repeating all of that shit because they see what it's doing for her. Mm-hmm. And we are so outraged by it that it's like everybody is short-circuiting and nobody knows how to just handle it or just like, just everybody, first of all, it's not Michelle Obama saying these things. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce hasn't betrayed us. You know what I'm saying? Like that. We aren't losing our favorite white women. It wasn't,
not
you know,
this time.
It wasn't Adele.
You know, oh, who God. Did this. Oh, God.
It wasn't JoJo. Like, it wasn't.
Not JoJo.
I live for a good JoJo. So, like, you know, it's just, this is a troll so trolling. Annoying. And everybody is, like, bugging. And so then Charlamagne loses it. And it's like, so great. Like, everybody is just on edge. And I will not take that away from us because we just, you know what I'm saying? Walter Scott. Like, we still losing niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even want to talk about the Walter Scott thing.
And I'm not saying anything further about it than what I just said.
Right. Oh, God. Oh, God.
However, anyway. I'm not going to take away the anger and stuff from us because it's deserved. It's reasonable. But at the same time, we got to be reasonable and rational, at least in the way that we approach a lot of these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got a show to come out on Thursday. You should have at the very least just been like, well, I guess she's going to talk about this shit on Thursday.
I mean, like, you see, it's a huge story. It's been trending. It's been in the news for the past couple of days. Like, and I said, I will address this on the show. And people still came at me like, you should be cussing him out on Twitter. And how come you won't say this? And Cheska Lee is saying it.
Bitch, you do it then, bitch. God damn, bitch. What the fuck you want from a nigga, bitch? God, fuck, shit.
Black women are not your emotional labor mules. We don't just have to go do your bidding and handle your business whenever the fuck you need it to be handled. And just in case Lee Daniels thought she was going to slide on out of here.
Let's do it.
Just in case Lee Daniels thought that he was going to be, you know, exempt this week because Charlamagne fucked up so bad.
Well, no, we just fit the Charlamagne thing in there.
He went on, I mean, I feel like, honestly, y'all kind of took away from the impact of the cussing out Charlamagne was going to get just by getting on my nerves so bad about me not cussing him out on Twitter. But anyway.
I just know Charlamagne dumb, so it's just like, girl.
Like,
but this was real.
And he
real
does
dumb.
This every month. Charlamagne makes y'all mad all the time.
Right.
So why did I have to jump up and handle it this time?
And y'all, then you go and you hear Andrew anyway. Schultz's voice again, and then it's like, oh, I guess Charlamagne's not so bad.
And then and every day I get tweets from people, oh, I understand now why you hate Andrew Schultz. I understand why you said you wouldn't talk to Andrew Schultz without somebody cutting a check first. Great. So hopefully y'all understand this also and as well. So Lee Daniels went on The Real to talk about his new show, Star, which I saw the previews for, and my first thought was, Queen Latifah is too good for this.
Why does she have that on? Why is she wearing it?
Why are y'all playing Queen Latifah like
why
this?
Why is that wig
it
on her head?
Isn't right. It just isn't.
Why is that wig on her head?
Oh, so he made some stupid comments as well. One about hiring a white girl to be the lead of the show because he felt like the country needed to heal. And said, this was before our president-elect was in, and I felt that we were at civil war. Black boys were being shot, and I didn't understand, so I wanted to explore politics, as I do with most of my work, what's going on right now in America. So we explore the excitement and the glamour of the evolution of a group, weaved in with a little bit of what's happening now in the streets. Okay, whatever, trash. Talking about, like, nigga, please. Talking about this white girl is just so great. This white girl is so fabulous that black people will embrace her and white people will embrace her. We don't.
Good luck with that.
I'm really tired of y'all acting like the solution to racism is black men highlighting white women. And that was another really valid concern of Trevor Noah and Charlamagne that I thought should be repeated. Like, if you really feel that these people are ignorant or saying something dumb or harmful or just straight up false, how about stop putting these people on fucking television or on your massive shows that
have
millions
of viewers?
But my
thing about that is that that's not going to make them go away.
It's not, but you don't have to give her that space. Like, it's not going to make Tommy Lauren or any of these other hoes go away, but you don't have to give her that opportunity. Now, this white girl could, she's just an actress. She could be perfectly, you know, normal or whatever, have a Black Lives Matter tattoo or whatever the fuck else. But for Lee Daniels to act like, oh, well, the solution to all the tension in America is me putting some white girl at the center of a Fox musical or some shit, like, oh, bitch, please. But what what Lee Daniels actually said that made me go, excuse me, nigga, was that he does not embrace racism and that it isn't real. He said he did not let racism play a role in his career and that he wouldn't be where he was if he embraced racism, saying, quote, if I embraced it, then it became real. And if it became real, I would become an angry Black man.
I say I just kind of felt that way when you had Taraji P. Henson descend from the sky dressed as a gorilla. On
please
the
do it. Please
of,
say it. Please say it.
Of last season's Empire, I think. Because I was done after that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen too many episodes or scenes pass. Like, I try with Empire, but it just got way too crazy, way too fast. I don't understand a Black man saying that if he embraced racism, then it would become real. Like, you saying, I wouldn't be where I was if I embraced racism. I can kind of see that. Because you're going through a lot trying to be a filmmaker, a director, or whatever else. And there's a lot of shit in your way. So you basically just have to, like, stay focused and keep the dumb shit from affecting you. But when he said, if I embraced racism, then it became real. And if it became real, I would be an angry Black man. Racism was already real, sis. Racism is just as real as the homophobia that causes people to tweet crazy, disrespectful shit to you all the time. And racism and homophobia are both real, regardless of whether you embrace it. Somebody saying Lee Daniels love a dick up his ass or whatever the fuck else is still real, regardless of whether you embrace that homophobia or not. And I just don't even understand how a gay Black man went on TV and said that.
A gay grown ass Black man.
Right? Like, I mean, what is he? At least he's got to be in his late 30s, early 40s.
You were fair. You were generous.
If it became real, I would be an angry Black man. How about you should be an angry Black man just living in America and seeing the way that you are treated and Black women are treated and queer people. Like, there's so much shit to actually be mad about. Whoa. Lee Daniels is a whole ass 56 years old.
The doll, you know, Black don't cry.
So, well, you know, I mean, there's some gray. There's a graduation.
That's what happens when you don't embrace racism.
That's right. When you don't embrace racism and it's not real, then all of a sudden you're Black. It's just like, well, I guess I don't have no further. I don't have no further purpose here. Let me get on out. That was just like,
if you don't.
Just nigga, really.
Blackness be like, if you don't want me, then don't talk to
me.
Then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself. And free yourself.
And I'm gonna free you of me.
Right.
And gonna get the fuck it. Like,
and
Stacey
get your
Dash
freedom.
Stacey
free
Dash started deteriorating immediately.
Free yourself.
It was just extremely fucking ignorant coming from a gay Black man, Lee Daniels. Maybe you weren't thinking it all the way through. Maybe you were just talking real fast on TV and didn't put that much thought into it. It happens, like, but that was dumb.
Gotta be a lot of, like, white people in the room when you know.
Yeah.
Are working on these big ass Fox checks. So
I mean, I'm not even saying that he doesn't have a point. I'm saying you being like, well, embracing it would have made it real. That is dumb. It was real anyway. And You see that reflected every day in the fucking news. You see that, and look who the fuck these people just elected as president. Like, it was real regardless of whether you embraced it. So kiss my ass.
And I'm not watching that show regardless because it looks.
I wasn't gonna watch it anyway, and I love Queen Latifah, but she don't deserve.
She just,
that is just so that wig.
Although I did jump back into Empire on the very last episode after I haven't watched that show in a minute, but Felicia Rashad was on it, and I just wanted to see her, and she looked really pretty. So,
Well,
that's as much as I can give.
Good
you.
Luck to you, hoes, I guess. But I just that comment. Sat with me the wrong way, in addition to all the rest of the shit that happened on the internet this
week. That's why the real still needed Tamar. Because Tamar would have been like, what?
What did he say? Now, if there is some media company that needs a Black woman who makes crazy faces and wants to talk crazy to white people, to come be on that show, you could definitely call me. Just saying, not opposed to it. I'm just not talking to that bitch. Everybody who'd be like, oh, Tommy Lauren
that's
and Crystal.
That's really what it was.
Because should do this, this, this. Like, no, it's not that I won't talk to conservatives. It's not that I won't talk to white people. I won't talk to that dummy bitch.
I feel like if I was going to go toe-to-toe with a white person or white racist,
it would have to be a better white.
It would have to be somebody with some form of intellect that I just feel like I can actually have like a conversation with you. And even though I'm going to disagree with you and probably raise my voice, you're going to come back at me with something that makes some sense and not just, well, if black people are going to be so mad about it, then, you know, they should just stop buying juice. Stop buying drink and buy real juice. You should see grass-fed chicken instead of frying everything. Like, just stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I just can't, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like talking to stands. This doesn't work. But, like, how you won't argue with a stand because it's like, you're not really saying anything back to me. Like, I'm saying something to you.
One of
like
us is operating from a place of logic. And
yeah,
one
and
of
the
us
other
is
one
not.
Is just not.
Right.
So what is the point?
Right.
Exactly. That's why I would never speak to her.
Exactly. That's why so much of what I, when people be like, oh, so you just don't do nothing if you don't get a check. Yes, girl. That's right. I don't do nothing without a check. Because why would I go stress myself out and use my time, my energy, my good words, my patience on a crazy white girl like Tommy Lauren who says nothing valid or real ever? Why would I go do all that without getting a massive check for it?
I still wouldn't do it.
No, like you kiss. I'm talking six figures. You would have to pay me.
Oh,
to debate Tommy Lauren.
Not only would I debate Tommy Lauren for six figures, I'd embarrass the fuck out of her ass.
I might upgrade her weave for six figures because I mean, you're too young to look that straggly and haggard. Like you, there's better weave options, girl. You don't have to buy whatever dollar store shit is in your head right
well, you
now.
You know, evil like it starts eating at your soul first, and then it works its way out.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's and why like, she already looks like Ann Coulter. She's 24 and looks like an Olsen twin.
The more evil you are, it just kind of I guess works faster. So your skin starts to break down.
The hatred
down,
breaks down your body, yeah.
Your hair thins
that's gotta
out.
Be it. It's
breath
just,
start to stink.
Fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck her. Fuck her. That's
fuck
it.
The whole... I'm just tired.
All
and when
of
I
it.
Tell you that I will literally never speak about this woman ever again on my show, please don't say anything to me about her. The only... Unless Solange whoops her ass out in the street someplace or, you know, she falls over a cliff and lands face first on a glass bottle and makes that out alive, but she can't talk anymore. Like, I don't know. Like,
you're not going to get people canceled by tweeting at them, telling them how mad you are 8 times out of 10. Because when you're Tommy Lauren and you're selling hatred, the fact that people are mad at what you say is only encouraging to your bosses and shit like that. Your social engagement is up. They don't care if it's positive or negative. Your views are up. They don't care if you hate watched it or not. You put money in her pocket every time you pay attention to her or even really talk to her. I'm just telling y'all now, and I feel like I tell y'all this all the time, when you hate watch or hate listen or hate support somebody, it's still support. It's still support. You're still putting money in her pocket and keeping her in media. So if you want the bitch to go away, the best thing is to not engage with anything to do with that hoe.
Or at the very least, leave her out of my mentions. I don't want to talk to her about her.
Because if you can't do the first, please do the second.
I don't want to hear nothing else about any more of these random-ass white people and the outrageous things that they got to say about me and the motherfuckers who look like me or what I'm doing or how we protest or anything. I understand it's outlandish. I understand it makes you angry. And yes, somebody probably should let them have it. I'm not going to be the one. Please leave me out of it. Thank you very so much. And I will no longer be talking about Clueless.
Amen. So that wraps. I almost said racks up. That wraps up this week's episode of The Read. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read. And check us out at thisistheread.com. Thank you so much, everybody in Boston, for coming out to our show on Sunday. Lord God. I had a great time with you crazy niggas. Miami, you're up next on December 17th. Tickets available at thereadlive.com. Kif Yuri, do you have any news this week?
Yes, I do. I've got a toy drive coming up that I mentioned before. It is in Harlem on Sunday, December 11th. So that's this Sunday coming up, I believe.
Cool.
And it's going to be a great thing. It's called, the venue is Team Coworking. It's on Fifth Ave. It's going to be lots of fun. I think we're going to be playing Uno and we're going to have music and refreshments and my niggas is going to be there.
Yeah,
so.
Uno. I will be there. I'm going to bring Trouble and Monopoly.
So it's going to be like, you know, a hangout, loads of fun. It's good for the kids. It's in association with Toys for Tots. So it's for a good cause. Do something sweet before the holiday season. If you can't come, but you would like to donate a toy, you can do that through Toys for Tots. And if you are coming, all you need is an unwrapped toy as a donation. And that's pretty much your entry. So come out Sunday, December 11th from 2:30 to 5:30. Can't wait to see you guys. Tis the season to be sickening. I think that's what I've got.
Okay. Do we have an acronym this week, or are we just getting up out of here?
The acronym.
Ooh, we got to talk about Queen Sugar. Not today, obviously, but at some other point. We got to talk about this season of Queen Sugar because it was just so great. It just came to me like an epiphany. And we need to talk about Kofi Cirabo, who I'm going to marry and procreate with. Not necessarily in that order, but both of those will happen.
Mm. I feel like there's no better way to end the show than that. All right. So I'm just going to go home.
See y'all next week.